my siblings, asked them to visit her, but it broke down into an argument. They still haven't come. I hope one day they will understand. I am 16 years old and have been in the peace movement since I was 12. I run child rights groups in several elementary schools, training kids to teach other children about their rights. I believe that if children grow up knowing and respecting their rights, if parents, teachers, and all adults respect and protect the rights of children, then we will transform our communities. We could even end the war. I also work with a group of adolescents in the nearby barrio of La Planta. Adults around here are frightened by any group of young people, which they assume must be a gang of thieves or murderers. We try to challenge that stereotype, for instance, by organizing recreational activities for kids in the barrio. But it isn't easy because we have no funds and are working entirely on our own. I've traveled to other countries to represent the Children's Movement for Peace, but I like Colombia better than any other place. It is tough here, but life is rich as well. Overcoming the hard knocks, that is what makes you fall in love with life.
Beto's accomplished a lot since the children's mandate took place. He helps women who are victims of violence in their homes. He's gotten thousands of kids in Medellin involved with the children's peace movement. He goes around to schools and teaches children about their rights, and he also works with troubled teens. Things in Beto's own home are still kind of messy. His mom has a lot of problems, but he's made improvements there too. He stood up to Herman and finally told his mother about everything that Herman had done. His mom immediately threw Herman out. The peace movement has taken Beto to many countries, but he still loves Colombia best. Let's read Maritza's story, starting on page 91.